My God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, oh, what you say you will do, O Lord, that is what you have done. Jehovah, that is why you are called. Jehovah, that is why you are called. That is why you are called. Jehovah, Hallelujah. That is why you are called. Jehovah, what you say you will do, oh, what you say you will do, oh Lord, that is what you have done. Jehovah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Brethren, do something new in my life. Continue in my life. Do something new in my life tonight. Jehovah, do something new in my life, something wonderful in my life. Do something glorious in my life. Do that, do something new, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life today. Jehovah, do something new in my life. Something wonderful in my life. Do something glorious in my life today. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you, oh Lord. Jehovah, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, oh Lord, oh Lord. The Lord that answered by fire, he will answer me by fire. He will answer me by fire tonight. Jehovah, the Lord that answered by fire, he will answer me by fire. He will answer me by fire tonight. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord that answered by fire, he will answer me by fire. He will answer me by fire tonight. Do you, the Lord that answered by fire, he will answer me by fire. He will answer me by fire tonight. Amen. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord, for his good and his mercy endure forever. Let us worship him. Let's bless his holy name. He's worthy of our praise. There's none like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright of Men. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for being there for us at all times. The one that cannot change, the unchangeable changer. The beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. Who is like unto thee, oh my God? Among the Lord, who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. You are doing wonders at will. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for another day like this. A day the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let's bless his holy name. Let's appreciate him. Let's thank him, brethren. Let's worship him. He's worthy of our praise. Just lift up our voice. Say something good about your God. Appreciate him. Bless his holy name. He's worthy of our praise. There's no like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you, we give you all the glory. We appreciate you because you are such a mighty God. The one that cannot change, unchangeable changer. Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Lift up your voice tonight, because your blessings only then. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. There is none like unto him. Father, he's the one that has been protecting us, even in the midst of this pandemic situation. God has been there for us. Father, we worship him. Father, we bless you. We lift you up high. We thank you for love. For your grace, we say thank you very much. For your name that is above every other name, we say thank you very much. The Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower that righteous run into it and they are always safe. Father, we thank you for your name. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' precious name we are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray. Tell God to have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. Father, please have mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. Oh, do I show your mercy? Father, show your mercy, your mercy, show your mercy. Tell God to show his mercy tonight over your life, oh Lord. Father, show your mercy. Oh, do I show your mercy? Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, show your mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, show your mercy, Lord. Let your mercy be available for me in Jesus' precious name. We are prayed. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. Lift up your hand and declare your heaven open. I declare my heaven open tonight. Lift up your hand, just declare your heaven. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. In the name of Jesus, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. In the name of Jesus, heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. In the name of Jesus, heaven over my prayer. Please open by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your heaven open. Let your heaven open. Let your heaven open. In the name of Jesus, let your heaven open now. In the mighty name of Jesus, heaven over my prayer, open my fire. In Jesus' name, our heaven open. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every principality and powers in my environment, in the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every principality, over every power in your environment. Begin to take authority over them. Every rulers of darkness, every satanic animal walking about in your area, they must have been witch and wizard around them. Declare the authority of God upon them. I use the blood of Jesus against you tonight. I use the blood of Jesus against you tonight. Every power, every rulers of darkness in my environment, I take authority over you. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over my environment, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus over my environment. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, in tonight's prayer, answer me by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Father, by the power and the blood of Jesus, in tonight's prayer meeting, please answer me by fire. Oh, do answer me by fire. God, answer me by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer myself. Father, answer me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Father, answer me by fire. Answer me by fire. In the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, please answer me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, answer me by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, by the power in the blood of Jesus, answer me tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer me tonight by fire in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Say, every bitter situation organized for me this year, scatter by fire. Open your altar, pray. Every bitter situation in the name of Jesus, organize for me and my family, even in the year 2020. Oh, yeah, scatter. Scatter them now by fire. In the name of Jesus, every bitter situation, organize for me and my family. Oh, yeah, scatter. Open your altar, pray. Scatter my fire. In the name of Jesus, scatter them by fire. Every bitter situation, organize for me and my family. Scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, scatter them by fire. In the name of Jesus, pray. Every bitter situation, organize for me and family. Oh, yeah, scatter. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Separate us that has gathered themselves together to make me cry this year. You are a liar! Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 54 verse 17. It says, surely they shall gather, but not by me. Anyone that gather themselves together to make me and my family cry this year, scatter. Lift up your voice and pray. Scatter them by fire. In the name of Jesus, any power that has gathered together to make me cry over my family, over my wife, over my children, over my family, over my abroad, oh yeah, scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, scatter them tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Scatter them tonight. Scatter the power tonight. Scatter them tonight. Don't joke with that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Scatter. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I want to pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say powers assigned to disorganize my life. You are a liar. Scatter by fire every power that want to disorganize my life. You are a liar. Pray. Command them to die down. In the name of Jesus, every power that is determined to disorganize my life, you are a liar. Die by fire. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Aha, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, my father, arise in your power and disappoint the wicked. In the name of Jesus, pray. Father, disappoint the wicked. Over my life and my family, Father, disappoint the wicked. Over my marriage, Father, disappoint the wicked. Over my business, disappoint the wicked. Open your heart, pray. Tell God to disappoint the wicked. Over you in the name of Jesus, oh yeah, disappoint the wicked. Oh yeah, disappoint the wicked. Disappoint the wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus, disappoint the wicked. In the name of Jesus, disappoint the wicked. In the name of Jesus, disappoint the wicked. Disappoint them. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, over my family, I shall not cry. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, I shall not cry over my family. I shall not cry. Lift up your voice to prayer. Pray. Pray that prayer for yourself. I shall not cry over my family. I shall not cry over my life. I shall not cry. They will not cry over me. I will not cry over them. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, they will not cry over me. I will not cry over them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Over my family, I shall not cry. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Psalm 27 verse 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? He said, when the wicked, number one, even my enemy, number two, and my foes, number three, they come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Beloved, there is a power, they call them eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. All what they are doing is the agenda of this corona, whatever. It is their agenda. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, every agenda of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood over my family, scatter! Pray for yourself. Pray that prayer for yourself. Pray that prayer. Agenda of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood over your family. Oh, you scatter them now. Over my family. Oh, you scatter them now. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your other prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Every agenda of eaters of flesh. Every agenda of drinkers of blood over your children, over your wife, over your husband, over your destiny, over your siblings, over your parents is scattered tonight. Open your other prayer. Pray that 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 prayer. In the name of Jesus. Dear Satan. Dear Satan. Dear Satan. In Jesus' name. We pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father. I am overdue for a change of story. Appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Father, I am overdue for a change of story, oh Lord. Father, appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Appear in my situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, whether your enemy like it or not, it is your turn to testify your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power that has been circulating your name all around, in order to cause trouble in your family, Masuta la baba, Zeketuria Katapaya, I command them to be destroyed tonight. In the name of Jesus, they shall be destroyed. They shall be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, arrows of untimely death. Beloved, it shocked me today when I was praying around 11 o'clock in the morning. By 11:07 on the dot, I got a call, a text from somebody, a young man, very well, close to my area here, that I know very well. They said, he just had one small diabetes. And the enemy expanded diabetes to COVID-19. And before you know it, he has already passed on. Why? Because an arrow of a young man, just 50, arrow of untimely death has been fired to his life. You are going to lift up your voice. I want everybody to lose their temper as they pray the prayer. Say, arrow of untimely death. If you don't like yourself, you can pray for your family over and abroad. Say, every arrow of untimely death. Fire into my life and my family. Go back to Sender in the name of Jesus. Send them back to Sender. Send them back to Sender. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back tonight in the name of Jesus. Send the arrow back tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your eyes. Pray now in the name of Jesus. The arrow must go back. The arrow must go back. It will not locate you in the name of Jesus. The arrow must go back. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the arrow must go back now. In the name of Jesus, the arrow must go back. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. You are going to say this all out clear. Say, powers assigned to cut short my life. You are a liar. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, every power that want to cut short my life, you are a liar. Die by fire. Pray. Help yourself with that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to cut short your life, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer. Every power that want to cut short your life, they must die tonight. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, every garment of untimely death designed for me and my family. I oppose to you. Say, every garment of untimely death designed for me and my family. You are not my size. Cut fire. Open your mouth and set them on fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, set the garment on fire. Set the garment on fire. My sister, set it on fire. Open your mouth and pray. Garment of untimely death, designed for you and your family. Oh, yeah, cut fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer. The garment was cut fire. In the name of Jesus, the garment was cut fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, the garment was cut fire. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. The Bible says, with long life, it will satisfy you and show you salvation. You are going to pray that prayer again. Say, oh Lord, my Father, release your hand of protection upon me and my family. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Hand of protection upon my family. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Release your hand of protection upon my children, upon my wife, upon my siblings, upon my life, upon my devil, upon my family, upon my brothers. In the name of Jesus, release your hand of protection upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, each and every one of us. Pray that prayer. Jesus, then we are praying. The Bible said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me. I am praying for everyone here tonight. In the name that is above every other name. I don't know whoever has concluded that you will die suddenly. I command the presence to replace you in the grave in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Haman prepared a gallows for Mordecai. But the Bible recorded in Esther chapter 6 that the gallows that Haman prepared was the one they used to bury him. The Bible says, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. I stand as a prophet to declare tonight, anyone preparing any evil join the pit for you and your family, in the name that is above every other name, they will replace you in that grave in the name of Jesus. They will replace you in the grave in the name of Jesus. Your children will not die in the name of Jesus. Your grandchildren will not die in the name of Jesus. Your parents are still alive, will not die in the name of Jesus. Your husband will not die in the name of Jesus. Your wife will not die in the name of Jesus. God will be the edge of protection right about every one of us in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray the next one. Say, I decree and I declare, I shall not mourn anyone in my family this year. In the name of Jesus. It's a prophetic declaration. He said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. I shall not mourn anybody in my family this year. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I decree tonight, by the mandate of heaven, they shall not die but live, and declare the word of God. I decree, oh Lord, I shall not mourn anyone in my family. Lift up your voice and make that declaration. Open your heart, pray that prayer for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. I shall not mourn anyone in my father's house, in my mother's house, in the name of Jesus, in my family, in my children. I will not mourn over them. Over my wife, I will not mourn over her. Over myself, they will not mourn over me. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart, pray. It's a decree. Decree from heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart, pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself again. I want us to pray with this on time death. We are going to say every arrow of slow death. They say the person just have ordinary toothache. And I told you a couple of years ago, no, it was last year, a friend of mine, ordinary toothache. The only thing that led him to grief. I am praying for somebody here. Anyone on the line tonight, including myself and my family, that has got one issue of sickness or the other, Masutana Basotoria Kasapotoya. The Bible says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by this tribe we are healed. Therefore tonight, I stand on the authority of the word of God that cannot change, that every sickness from your top of your head to the sole of your feet, every infirmity in your life, whether I've been diagnosed or yet to be diagnosed, in the name of Jesus, I command them to die. They shall 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 die. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray the next one like this. Thank you, Jesus. Say this one loud and clear. Say every evil pattern of untimely death. Break by fire in the name of Jesus. Break by fire. Every pattern of untimely death, I break it down. I break it down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Break that pattern. Father tonight. In the name of Jesus, I break the pattern of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I break the pattern of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I break the pattern of untimely death. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say, every sickness released from the grave in order to attack me and my family. Hayakaba. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Don't joke with that prayer, my sister. Help yourself with that prayer. In the name of Jesus, scatter the sickness now. Every sickness, release from graveyard. Again, my family. Oh, yeah, scatter, 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 scatter. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Scatter, scatter. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, pray. Scatter them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, yeah, scatter. 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 In Jesus. Mighty them, we are prayed. Ha! I pray for somebody on the night tonight. Several prophetic declarations to your life. And I want you to claim it with a solid amen. I decree in the name that is above every other name. Any voice from the grave that is calling you or any member of your family, this is a spiritual thing, but tonight in the name of Jesus, I command the voice to shut up and die. In the name of Jesus, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that sister. Ha, ya kabo sotoya. Every altar of wickedness that is used to manipulate your family, in the name that is above every other name, with your loudest amen, that altar shall scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter, 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 they shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody again tonight. I don't know who you are. In the name that is above every other name, every curse upon your life that is making life difficult for you and your children, in the name that is above every other name, that cause is broken tonight. It's 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 broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. It was the father of Reuben that caused Reuben. Genesis 49 verse 1 and 2. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. The excellency of my might, of my dignity, but unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel. I am standing here to decree, in the name that is above every other name, every curse upon your life is broken to the fire. It is broken. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. So the next few minutes, we want to break some dangerous curses. Open your Bible. Let me show you two scriptures so that we know the kind of prayer I want to pray now. Masutala ba ba ba. Open your Bible quickly with me to Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. Everyone should open it, please. Joshua chapter 6. I want to show you how powerful a curse will be. Joshua chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That is, a curse is the thing that limits people's destiny in life. I just want to repeat two things there. In verse 26, and I read, Joshua 6:26, that was after the wall of Jericho fell down, Joshua, the prophet, he placed a curse. Before we pray, I want you to pray this prayer. Pray for yourself like this. Say, every curse upon me and my family, break by fire! Help yourself. In the name of Jesus, break the curse. In the name of Jesus, my sister, break every foundational curse, every family curse. Oh yeah, break it tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Yes. Break it. In the name of Jesus, break it tonight. In the name of Jesus, break that curse tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, it is broken. Joshua chapter 6. And I want to read only one verse there. for you to know the power, so that when we are breaking course, you know what we are preaching about. Joshua chapter 6, and I read just only verse 26. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, I am praying for somebody again tonight. In the name that is above every other name, every curse upon your life, upon your family, upon your children, today the curse is broken by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Joshua chapter 6 verse 26, Joshua, a prophet, a medic, he placed a curse upon Jericho. Look at what he said. I want to see the power of curses. So that some people might have said something when you are young. You don't know how powerful those things are. In Joshua chapter 6 verse 26, Joshua charged them at that time. Joshua 6 verse 26. Then Joshua charged them at that time, saying, curse be any man before the Lord. Can you see that? Who rise up to build the city of Jericho. He now said, he didn't stop there. He said, he shall lay the foundation with his firstborn. So if you are a firstborn here today, we have prayer to pray. And with his youngest child, he will set up the gate. That was the cause. Powerful cause. This was in Joshua chapter 6 verse 26. About 400 years later, a man called King Yael, let's go to First King. The man does not know that there was a curse in place. He came to that city of Jericho. He found out that things are not well in this city. Why is this not good? Why is this not good? Why is this not good? He decided to beautify the city of Jericho, not knowing that there was a curse in place. Ah, I am praying for somebody here. Every generational curse that was issued several years in your family that is affecting you today, if your amen is loud, that curse is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. In First Kings, let's see what happened. About 400 years later, in 1 Kings, you know, when we read Joshua chapter 6, verse 26 down, Joshua said, any man that decide to beautify the city, he said, with his firstborn, look at the curse, with his firstborn, he will lay the foundation, and with his lastborn, youngest child, he will eradicate. I want us to pray for every firstborn here tonight. I want us to pray. Say, every firstborn curses. If you are not a firstborn, one day you will give back to a firstborn. So pray and pray the prayer. Say, every curse upon my firstborn. You are a liar. Break by fire. Break. Mention the name of your firstborn. Every curse upon Joseph, I break you tonight. I break you tonight. I break you tonight. A curse upon me, I break you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break you tonight. Break the curse tonight. In Jesus' name, they are broken. We are going to pray for lastborn too. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every curse upon my lastborn, I break you tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. Pray. Every curse upon my last bone, I break you tonight. I break you tonight. Open your altar. Pray. Help yourself. In Jesus' name, they are broken. Look at what happened. So when he raised the curse, Joshua 6:26, 400 plus years later, a king came to the city, and he found that the city was bad. He wanted to beautify the city. Go to 1 Kings chapter 16. 1 Kings chapter 16, look at verse 34. Just only one verse there. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. The Bible says, in Ahab's time, that means when Ahab was reigning, King Yael the Bethel decided to rebuild Jericho. But he did not know that there was a curse in place. The Bible says he laid its foundation at the curse with his firstborn and set up the gate at the curse of his youngest son. Said God, you are going to lift up your voice. Say, every generational curse in my family, break by fire. Break the curse tonight. In the name of Jesus, I beg you, break the curse. Don't joke with this commandment. Break in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Bear that cross. Bear that cross tonight. Tonight is your night. You must bear the cross. Look at the prayer. Pray. Don't joke with that cross. Even if you are not married yet, pray the prayer for your children. Every cross in my family. Oh yeah, pray. I break it today. Enough is enough. I break it tonight. Oh yeah, break the cross tonight. Oh yeah, break the cross tonight. Oh yeah, break the cross tonight. Oh yeah, break the cross. Break. Aha, break. Yes. Break the cross. Every cross upon my children. Every cross upon my family. Oh yeah, break. Break the cross. Break. My sister, break that cross now. Break that cross. Break that cross tonight. By the power and the blood of Jesus. Oh yeah, break. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I told you, the man does not know that there was a curse in Joshua 6:26. He was doing a right thing years later, but yet there was a voice that was spoken. I don't know the voice that came from your family 700 years ago. I don't know the voice that came from your family 100 years ago that is affecting or will affect your children. If your amen is loud, that curse is broken tonight. It's broken. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ha. Every parent, lift up your hand and pray this prayer. Say, I will not bury my children. In the name of Jesus. Pray yourself. Yes, I remember.
I will not bury my children in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I will not bury my children. Lift up your voice and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren and your great grandchildren. You will not bury them. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not bury my children. In Jesus' name, it is done. You are going to pray the next prayer point like this. Ha. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, every wicked curse that is tying my life down. Ha, come on. Break my fire. Oh yeah, break. In the name of Jesus, every curse tying your life down. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The curse must be broken. It must be broken. The curse must be broken. Tonight is your night. In the name of Jesus, every curse that is affecting your family. In the name of Jesus, oh, it must be broken. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, every curse affecting your marriage, every curse affecting your business, that curse must be broken. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are still praying. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. There are some families. You know, that's why those of us who are in the European countries here or American developed country, when you go and register to the GP, they say, did your mother has typhoid? Did your mother has diabetes? Did your father has high blood pressure? Why? Because they understand the logic behind family history. You are going to pray that prayer. Ha. Say, generational sickness affecting my life. Break my fire. Pray. You better pray that prayer, my sister. My brother, don't joke with the prayer. Generational sickness affecting my family. Oh yeah, break. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus, break my fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, every generational sickness, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh yeah, break my fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Because it's a very powerful thing. The man does not know that was a cause in place, but it was doing the right thing, but there was consequence angry in the air. You are going to pray this one yourself. Many of us are fighting the battle that they will go to university, but they cannot finish. Why? There is a cause in their family that although you will start very well, though, but you can't finish it. There is some people that are fighting the cause that although you will try to get married, you are so beautiful, but yet there is a cause that you will never get married, or you will go and you will still come back to your father's house. That is a cause in place. It's better you break the cause so that you will not pray later in the year. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every cause of thou shall not excel in my life. Break by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your water. Pray. Every cause of thou shall not excel in my life. Oh yeah, break. Aha! Break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every curse of doubt shall not excel. Open your heart and pray for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. Break that curse tonight in the name of Jesus. You must excel by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word for somebody here. The Bible makes us understand in number 23 that Balaam was hired to curse the children of Israel. When they hired, the word hired means they paid him to go and curse the children of Israel. But when he got there, God interrupted his plan. He said, how can I curse who God has already blessed? I am standing here today, Ayakama, to decree to everyone, including myself and my family, that whosoever paid anybody to destroy your life, to destroy your family, to destroy your marriage, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, heaven will silence them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for a sister here. I don't know the order they have taken your name to, but I decree by the mandate of heaven, whoever has taken your name there, once they call your name, his name will appear there by fire. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray the next one like this. Beloved, it's only prayer that can help us. Nothing else can do that. You are going to pray this one like this. Say, every power that is determined to turn me my life upside down. Say, every power that has determined to turn my life upside down. Let me explain that prayer. When you are already a giver, you are giving to nation, you are giving to people, and they are now turning back, you are now begging from them. That means they are turning a giver to a beggar. You are saying, every power that has determined to turn my life upside down, you are a liar. Hope you are not pray. In the name of Jesus, the power that ought to turn my life upside down, you are lying, pray. Don't drop with that prayer. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are prayed. We thank God for that session. We are going to the last session of the prayer tonight. And I pray that God will hear us in the name of Jesus. Open your Bible with me to Psalm 126. I want to make some providing statement from that scripture. Psalm 126. Psalm 126. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be reading two scriptures quickly. So the next set of prayer is to pray that my divine turning point appear by fire. My divine turning point appear by fire. In Psalm 126, the Bible says, in verse 1, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter. There is somebody listening to me tonight. It doesn't matter the number of times you have cried before. By the time we share the grace in tonight's prayer, your mouth shall be filled with laughter in the name of Jesus. It said our mouth was filled with laughter. Not only that, and our tongue with singing. Saying, then said, and then among the Eden,
the Lord has done great things for them. And the Lord has done great things for us, and wherefore we are glad. He said, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as a stream of the south. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weeping and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come back rejoicing, bringing the sheaf with him. There is somebody here tonight. Your time of weeping has finally ended in the name of Jesus. When they say divine turning point, what do they mean? Go to Mark chapter 10. We tell you what, Mark chapter 10. There's a story of a young man there, Mark chapter 10, that will explain divine turning point. Then that's where we're going to take our prayers from. Mark chapter 10. I'll read just a few verses there. Mark chapter 10. I start from verse 46. Mark 10:46. The Bible says, now they came to Jericho, the same Jericho again. As they went out of Jericho, which is disciple, that's Jesus Christ, and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. So they came to Jericho, as they went out of which is disciple, and a great multitude, including blind Bartimaeus, he sat down there, son of Timaeus, sat down there at the roadside begging. He's been there for several years. In verse 47, and when he heard, remember the Bible said he was blind. He has no eyes, but he has ears and the mouth. He said when he heard that it was Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he began to cry out. He didn't keep quiet, saying, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy upon me. Beloved, mercy plays a major role in your breakthrough in getting to God. In verse 48, there are many wanting. You know, there are a lot of multitude there. They want him to be quiet. But instead of him to be quiet, you know what he did? He changed the jar from Jaffa to Jawan. From Jaffa to, he cried out all the more, saying, son of David, have mercy upon me. Then because of the second cry, Jesus stood still. Concerning your prayer tonight, heaven will stand still. And he commanded him to be called. And they called him, the blind man, saying, be of good cheer, rise up. He's calling you. And look at what he did. In verse 50, he threw away his garment. He arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? The man went straight to the point. He didn't say, I've been in this country for 37 years. Nothing to show for you. He didn't go to story. He said, God, I want to receive my sight. Instantly. He got a blank check that day. That blank check was filled by him. He said, fill the check yourself. What exactly do you want God to do for you? He said, my rabboni, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Now there are several lessons in this thing. Lesson number one. Let me tell you one thing. This man had a problem. Everyone knows that. But he went to the right person. Jesus. He went to Jesus for divine solution. Well, that means that day was his day of divine turning point. He came to that spot as a blind man, but he walked out as a man that could see. A divine punishment, turning point, it means being able to be pulled out of crowd for a divine encounter. This man, there were multitude there, but he was singled out. Jesus went, he said, come here, what do you want? He asked him, of all the crowd there, Bible did not record that every other person around that thing at that point got a miracle except like Bartimaeus. He was pulled out from the crowd. I am praying for somebody here in the name that is above every other name. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. God will single you out tonight in the name of Jesus. What does it mean when they say divine turning point? It means those that have been mocking you before, they must surely celebrate you now. That is where your divine turning point comes around. What does that mean? It means that your regular pattern will suddenly change. This man was used to going to that place as a blind man. But when God stepped into his case, his regular pattern changed. I am a word for somebody here. I don't know the name they have given you already,
because of the problem you are passing through. In the name that is above every other name, God will have an encounter with you tonight in the name of Jesus. Number five. What does it mean to say divine turning point? It means a point whereby you have an event that you can never forget. The man could not forget that day. He was born blind. And that day, you are going to lift up your voice and pray the prayer. Say, my father, my father, my father. Let my divine turning point manifest in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself with that prayer. I don't know your turning point. It might be the point of getting married. It might be the point of getting your paper. Let your divine turning point, let it manifest. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Father Lord, let my divine turning point manifest in the name of Jesus. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. In the name of Jesus, let it manifest. In Jesus' name, we pray. When they say divine turning point, it means those who pitied you before, they shall begin to bow down to you. What he will be, he used to be on the floor. But when Jesus called him, look at what he said. He said, be of good cheer. Who has them to encourage him? He said, be of good cheer. You are very lucky. He called it you. There is somebody here tonight. Masutana Baba. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There is somebody here tonight in the name that is above every other name. The hand of God will continually be with you in the name of Jesus. The hand of Jehovah will be with you in the name of Jesus. What does it mean when they say divine turning point? It means a point whereby your long-time problem suddenly expires. That is your divine turning point. What does it mean? When they say your divine turning point, it means your garment of shame and disgrace is suddenly born with fire.
We can't hear you. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray like this. Say, my father, my father, my father. Arise in your power. Let my story change for better in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Father, let my story change. Let my story change. Let my story change in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray. Let my story change. In the name of Jesus. Let my story change. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Your divine turning point is a point by a beggar. Suddenly becomes a giver. He was begging before, but suddenly he becomes a bigger. That means you have experienced your divine turning point. Your turning point is when God uses your testimony to wipe away your tears. If you don't believe me, go and read 1 Samuel chapter 1. There was tears in the eyes of Hannah. Hannah cried, so when will I have a child? When will I have a child? And when God gave Hannah Samuel, the Bible says, his tears were wiped away. I pray for somebody here. A miracle that will wipe away your tears. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, when they say divine turning point, it's a point whereby people will surely congratulate you. They know that this is God's intervention. It is God that can do this. You are going to lift up your voice. Ha! Say, my father, my father, my father. Let my divine turning point manifest in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Let my divine turning point manifest tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself in that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Aha! In the name of Jesus, let my divine turning point, let it manifest, let it manifest, let it manifest in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, miracle that will wipe away my tears. My life is available. Appear by fire. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Let the miracle appear. Let the miracle appear. The miracle that wipe away your tears, it must appear by fire. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, the miracle that will wipe away your tears, it must appear. It must appear. It must appear. It must appear. In the mighty name of Jesus, it must appear. It must appear tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, the miracle that will wipe away your tears, it must appear in your life. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Beloved, I believe strongly that everybody has a need at some point in their life. Everybody. Some have a marital need. Some have a financial need. Some have an educational need. All kind of need. But one thing is sure. God say, I will lift up my heart unto the hill, for where cometh my help? My help come only from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I am standing as a prophet to declare to everyone tonight, in the name that is above every other name, help is coming for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Help is coming. Medical help is coming for you. Financial help is coming for you. In the name of Jesus, God will help you. Heaven will help you. In the mighty name of Jesus. But you need to cry to the Lord. You need to cry. If blind Bartimaeus had been quiet once, nobody would have read about him today. For he cried the more. Allow, the Bible says he cried all the more. He did not allow all the crowd. Imagine if a small man who is lame, who is blind, who could not even see, his voice can attract divine attention. If you are here today, thank God you are not blind. Thank God you can see. Thank God you can speak and you can also hear. That means that you can cry and God can hear you. You are going to lift up your voice tonight. Ha! Say, my father, my father, my father. I am overdue for a change of story. Appear in my situation in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Tell God to appear. 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 In the name of Jesus. Tell God to appear. Tell God to appear. In Jesus' name, it will appear. Now listen very carefully. In that verse 50 of that scripture that I read in Mark chapter 10, the Bible says, blind Bartimaeus, throwing aside his garment. He knew that he had a sin in him that needed to be sorted out. With sin in your life, success in nothing, you cannot have a divine encounter with the Lord. He threw the garment away. Nobody told him. He did it on his own. He knew that this is a holy man. I cannot assess him unless I become holy. Beloved, if you have not given your life to Christ, saving that you, I confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all this prayer point is just wasting of your time. But I believe strongly that if you can confess your sin and forsake it and let God do what he wants to do in your life, he will intervene in your case. Blind Bartimaeus threw away the garment of sin, garment of reproach, garment of limitation. He threw those garments away and he went to Jesus to have an encounter. So tonight I pray for everyone that you have not given your life to God. Just lay your hands on your chest and begin to declare, say, Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. Forgive me all my sins tonight. Every generational sin I've committed, please forgive me tonight. Cleanse me with your blood and wash me clean. Write my name in the book of life. I don't want to hear my life in hellfire. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. Give me the grace to make it to heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, after praying that first prayer, the next thing is that Jesus asked him, after he threw away the garment, he said, what do you want me to do for you? I want everybody in their own individual houses now. Tell God exactly what you want. Don't parabolate. Don't waste your time and say, 1925, I was this one. Go straight to the point. What do you want God to do for you? You have the blank check in you now. You just fill up the check yourself. Everyone is about to respond to it. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. Open your mouth. You have only one moment. You want me to do that? Tell the Lord exactly what you want God to do for you. Tell God exactly what you want God to do for you. Blind Bartimaeus, he said, he threw away a garment and he said, what do you want me to do? He said, Baba, let me receive my sight. He was specific. Tell God, God, I want to get my paper in this country. Oh God, I want to get married. Oh God, enlarge my course. Oh, tell God exactly what you want God to do for you. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Help yourself in that prayer. It's now left on you to tell what you want to God. Jesus is listening to you. Everyone is listening to you. Tell God what you want. What exactly do you want to feel there? In the name of Jesus, Solomon asked for wisdom. And he got the wisdom. Ask God for one thing. What exactly do you want God to do for you? My sister, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Tell the Lord. Nobody's hearing you. Everyone is responding to you. Tell the Lord what you want God to do for you. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Over your children, you will not cry. Over your life, you will not not cry. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Tell God to do something for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, what exactly do you want God to do for you? What do you want God? You have only 1 minute to do that. Tell God, Father Lord, give me the grace to see my children today. It's a prayer point. Tell God what you want God to do. Father Lord, I will not die suddenly in the name of Jesus. Tell God what you want to do. Father, enlarge my cause. Father, tell God, Father Lord, please send help out to me, Lord. I need your help. From the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Father, enlarge my coast. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen me more for your work. In the tell God what you want to do. Over my family, I will not cry. It's a prayer point. Over your family, you will tell God what you want to do. Over your children, you will not cry. In the name of Jesus, open your top prayer. Tell God, tell God, tell God, tell God. My sister, don't joke with this thing. Tell God what you want him to do. In the name of Jesus, as the prophet did, he said, what do you want me to do for you? He gave him a blank check. Fill up the check yourself. And everyone is about to endorse it. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. And so, Father, we thank you for tonight again. thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. I thank you for the few that has joined the line tonight. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's by your grace over our lives. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. He said, unto you all flesh shall come. That day we have come before you tonight with our individual needs. Father, in the name that is above every other name. We know you as a miracle worker. You said you are the God that can do what no man can do. Father, I decree tonight, for everything everyone has asked, before the 31st of this month, let there be a standing testimony in the name of Jesus. Let there be testimony. 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 Let there be testimonies in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone that is sick here tonight, by the power in the blood of Jesus, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. You will not die in that sickness. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those who are believing God for divine partner, God will sort you out in the name of Jesus. As soon as this lockdown is out, God will connect you to your divine partner. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here all over the world, it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Over you, there shall be no bad news. Over me, there will be no bad news. In the name of Jesus, when next you call, when there's a yet from you, it shall be a bundle of testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray it shall be well with you. Every mother here, I pray you will not bury your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, every father here, you will not bury your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, when they are doing good things in that, you will not be found wanting. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will take you far. God will support you. God will help you. In the name of Jesus, if I say weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. From today, I decree your season of joy has finally come. No more weeping in your life. No more sorrow in your life. No more sickness in your life. In the name of Jesus, the God that changed the story of blind Bartimaeus within seconds, that same God will visit you this month. That thing you have asked the Lord tonight, he will approve it in the name of Jesus. Heaven will endorse it and you will testify. To the goodness of God, I cover you all with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is done. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you all in Jesus' name. I believe God has done something in your life. Let's sing this song. We are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah. For he has done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Oh Lord, now personalize yourself. I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I am grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for me. Hallelujah. I am grateful, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our life. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Just worship him. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Eshe ibite ti bere. Eshe ibite badu. Adukpe o Jesu. Ibite mu alo. Amen. Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Praise the name of in forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. For what the Lord has done tonight, we're going to shout seven solid hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.